感谢主，让我们再一次又可以聚集在他的家中。
Thank the Lord that we can once again gather in His house.
今天是立秋。
Today is the starting of autumn.
什么意思？
So what does that mean?
秋天开始了。
It means autumn's here.
很快。
And very soon.
这个春分跟立秋代表地球跟太阳的距离是刚刚好在那个。赤道上面，对吧？
And so the beginning of spring as well as the beginning of autumn happens to signify the earth and the sun is in alignment.
所以从如果是春天的话，今天开始就进入春天了。但是现在我们是来到秋天了。
So if it was the beginning of spring, then well, from the rest of the day on, we'll be in spring. But today is the beginning of autumn, so now we're entering into autumn season.
意思很简单，太快了，时间太快了，对吧？
So what this means is very simple, simply that time flies.
我们一直在来讲圣经的最后一卷书启示录。
So we've been sharing on the message about the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation.
那今天我们应该来到了第十七章。
So today we come to chapter 17.
我要跟大家来讲一个题目。
So I'd like to share this one topic with you.
我们来看，你就懂我要讲什么了。
Let's take a look and then you shall understand what is it that I'm about to share.
我们上个月的时候我讲过一个这一章圣经的一部分。
So last month I shared part of this chapter with you.
对，今天我要再往前更深一点。
So today we shall go even further ahead.
我要请大家来读十七章第一节到这个第六节一到六。
So we shall look at verse 1 through 6 in chapter 17.
我跟我的弟兄，我读一节中文，他读下一节英文。
And we'll alternate reading Chinese and English.
大家跟着一起来看。
And you can follow along.
拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说，你到这里来，我将坐在众水上的大淫妇所要受的刑罚指给你看。
Verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth committed acts of immorality, and those who dwell on earth were made drunk with the wine of her immorality.
我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去，我就看见一个女人骑在朱红色的兽上，那兽有七头十角，遍体有亵渎的名号。
The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a gold cup full of abominations and of the unclean things of her immorality.
在她额上有名写着说，奥秘哉，大巴比伦，做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witness of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered greatly.
那么第七节以后，我上七月讲过了。
And so from verse 7 on, I shared with you about last month.
对，那我们现在跳到十八章。
And so now we jump to chapter 18.
此后我看见另有一位有大权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。
And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great. She has become a dwelling place of demons, and a prison of every unclean spirit, and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird.
因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王与他行淫，地上的客商因他奢华太过就发了财。
I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plague.
我们跳到这个第七节。
And now let's starting from verse 7.
他怎样荣耀自己，怎样奢华，也当叫他照样痛苦悲哀。因为他心里说，我做了皇后的位，并不是寡妇，绝不至于悲哀。
For this reason, in one day her plagues will come, pestilence and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire, for the Lord God who judges her is strong.
地上的君王素来与他行营一同奢华的，看见烧他的烟，就必为他哭泣哀号。
Standing at a distance because of fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, the great city Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come.
地上的客商也都为他哭泣悲哀，因为没有人再买他们的货物了。Cargoes
of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and every kind of citron wood and every article of ivory and every article made from very costly wood and bronze and iron and marble.
并肉桂、豆蔻、香料、香膏、乳香、酒、油、细麦、麦子、牛、羊、车、马和奴仆、人口。这个人口英文 是魂，这个最后这个第十三节的最后一个。
So in the last description in verse 13 is actually referred to the human soul.
Right. 就是人的soul也是买卖的一个 商品。
So in other words, even the human souls is being is a commodity there.
不要了，我们再看17节。Okay,
now on to verse 17.
我们念到20节，17到20。
Verse 17 to 20.
一时之间，这么大的富后就归于无有了。凡船主和坐船往各处去的，并众水手，连所有靠海为业的，都远远的站着。
And were crying out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like the great city?
他们又把尘土撒在头上，哭泣悲哀，喊着说：“哀哉，哀哉！这大城啊，凡有船在海中的，都因他的珍宝成了富足。他在一时之间就成了荒场。”
Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her.
好，最后，不是最后，十九章第一节，读一节。
And then we'll read verse 1 from chapter 19.
Right. 此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说，哈利路亚。
救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神。Verse 1 it says, After these things I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
他的判断是真实、公义的，因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨流仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤。
Because his judgment are true and righteous, and for he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservant on her.
所以到目前我读了17章跟18章。
So we've just read from chapter 17 and 18.
你大概可以看到有一个共同点。
So you could see a commonality.
这个共同点就是大巴比伦。
And that commonality is the great Babylon.
对，这是一个标记的符号。And
so that's a symbol.
那我们再来读几处其他的圣经，帮助我们理解到底这是什么意思。Let's
look at other parts of the Bible to help us understand what's going on.
我们先要回到第一本书，现在我们读的是最后一本书，我们回到创世纪。So
let's turn to the first book. We've been just reading from the last book. Let's turn to the first book.
11章。
Chapter 11, Genesis chapter
11. 对，我们要读从第一节读到第九节。
And we'll read from verse 1 to 9.
从这一章我们要看巴比伦的缘起始是什么东西。
And from this chapter, these verses will look at where Babylon originates from.
对。 也是一样，我跟我弟兄轮流读。
And again, we'll alternate reading between Chinese and English.
十一章第一节，那时天下人的口音言语都是一样。
Verse 2, it came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there.
他们彼此商量说，来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当灰泥。
They said, come, let's build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name, otherwise we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.
耶和华降临要看看世人所建造的城和塔。
The Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language, and this is what they began to do. And now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them.
我们下去在那里变乱他们的口音，使他们的言语彼此不通。
So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city.
因为耶和华在那里变乱天下人的言语，使众人分散在全地上，所以那城名叫巴别。这是中文的翻译。那然后你去看英文的圣经，这个巴别就是巴比伦。好，第九节。
Oh, there. Okay. So in verse 9 it says.Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth, and from there the Lord scattered them.
啊，小字，你注意它的小字，它解释什么意思
？So, if you look at the annotation, it explains.
巴别什么意思
？It explains what Babel means.
就是变乱的意思。
It means to confuse.
对，英文就是 confused. 对，你搞不清楚。
So it means you couldn't understand.
或者广东话叫做“懵叉叉
”，You're all confused、
yeah.。好，我们这是创世纪。那么我们在读中间有一节圣经是这个耶利米书五十章。
And let's now turn to Jeremiah.
五十一章，对不起。
Jeremiah chapter 51.
对。五十一章，我们要看的是第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 7。
巴比伦素来是耶和华手中的金杯，使天下沉醉。万国喝了他的酒，就癫狂了。
Babylon has been a golden cup in the hand of the Lord, intoxicating all the earth. The nations have drunk of her wine, therefore the nations are going mad.
巴比伦忽然倾覆，毁坏。
Suddenly Babylon has fallen and been broken.
对，这里讲到金杯。
Here talk about the golden cup.
刚刚我们读启示录十七章的时候，也讲到那一个妇人手里面有一个什么金杯。
And in Revelation, we just read that in the hands of the harlot is also a golden cup.
那，最后我们看约翰一书。
And lastly, let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书二章，我们要念的是第十五节。
Verse 15. So First John chapter 2 verse 15.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world is passing away and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever.
好，我们的圣经就读这么多。
Well, that concludes our Bible reading.
今天我们读的这一段，启示录的十七、十八这两章圣经。
So chapter 17 and 18 from Book of Revelation that we read today.
它的共同点就是大巴比伦。
And its commonality is the Great Babylon.
这个是在约翰所看见巴摩海岛的意象里面的第六个意象。
So this is the sixth vision that John saw on the island of Patmos.
神把他带到旷野去。
So God led him to the wilderness.
他在旷野就看到一个妇人骑在一只七头十角的兽的身上。
And in the wilderness, he saw a woman riding on a beast that has seven heads and ten horns.
那这个七头十角兽，我七月的时候跟大家讲了。如果你没有听，你去露营的话，请你上网去听。
And so I share on what this beast is in July. So if you haven't heard it, you could go and re-listen to the message online.
那是指着敌基督说的。
And so that beast is referring to the Antichrist.
这个敌基督是以前有，那个时候没有，后来又要出现。
And so this Antichrist exists before, but it didn't exist then, and it will exist again.
然后他是第七位，同时也是第八位，这两个其实是一个人。
And he is also the seventh as well as the eighth. So these two are one and the same.
那他这个是一个奥秘。
And that itself is a mystery.
那今天我要讲的呢？是这个女人的奥秘。
So today I'd like to share with you the mystery of this woman.
因为在她的额上第五节说，在她额上有名写着说，奥秘在大巴比伦。
For in verse 5, it says on her forehead a name was written, a mystery, Babylon the Great.
对，所以这个是一个奥秘，需要从圣经里面来看，为什么神用这个女人来向我们要解析一个很重要的真理。
So we shall look through the Bible to understand why this the mystery that this woman represents in the Bible.
对，那么她的名字叫巴比伦。
So her name is Babylon.
那我刚刚带你们去找了在旧约里面这个巴比伦的来龙去脉是怎么开始的。
And so as we just read in the Bible in the Old Testament, the origin of Babylon.
那么我们在读的时候，你就知道，在创世纪的第十一章。
And so as we read from Genesis chapter 11,
那里就告诉我们一个故事。
There it tells us a story.
你刚刚读的时候，我不知道你有没有注意看。
I'm not sure if you follow along carefully.
就是自从挪亚洪水来了之后，神因为人犯的罪，就把洪水灭了当时代的人。
And so in the time of Noah, because people were sinful, so God used a flood to basically kill off all the human.
那后来他有三个儿子。
And Noah had three sons.
闪、韩跟亚佛。
And the the three sons are Shan, Han, and
Yafo. Yeah. Anyway, 这个韩的儿子呢， 在他的家谱里头告诉我们中间有一个儿子，他的名字叫做宁禄。
And then in the genealogy of Ham, in his family, he had one of the sons,
Nimrod.
It's called Nimrod.
对，那 Nimrod 呢，就在这个示拿地呢，就在那里建造。
And so Nimrod came to this place Shana, and he started to build a city there.
在这个宁禄，他是当时的一个很英勇的猎户，他就建立了一个国。
And so Nimrod was a very, very courageous hunter, and so he built a kingdom there.
这个就是巴比伦这个东西。
And that kingdom is Babylon.
那他建立的是一个国跟一个塔。
And so he built a kingdom and a tower.
好，所以十一章就介绍了这一个塔给我们。
And so in chapter 11, it describes, introduce us to this tower.
那他说，你注意看当时讲的话。
And so you pay attention to the language that they spoke at the time.
第一，我们用什么材料？
And first, what material they were using?
不是石头，是砖。
It's not a rock, but rather bricks.
对，你去看旧约的神的建造，神建造圣殿从来不用砖，他一定用什么？石头。
So if you look at the Old Testament, when it describes the building of his house,He never uses bricks, but rather it's always rocks.
但是人的建造，你就会看见都是用砖。
But yet, the creation of man, if you discover, is that you realize is that it's always bricks.
好，有了砖以后，他们就一起就有一个愿望。
And so now that they got together, so they have this will.
你注意看那一群人说什么话。
And that they have this desire. So you pay attention to what these people are saying.
第四节。
In verse 4,
他们说来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，下面说塔顶通天。
They said in verse 4, it said, come let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven.
为要传扬我们的名。
And let us make for ourselves a name.
这就是巴别塔的精神了。
And that is the essence, the spirit of the Tower of Babel.
这是挪亚之后人类聚在一起，一起有个愿望，我们要建造一座塔，让我们能够塔顶怎么样，通天。
And so this is what happens after Noah, that people gather together and they plan together to say that they want to build this tower for the sole purpose so it could reach the heaven.
那就是说要靠人的力量要达到神的境界。
In other words, they want to use the strength of man to reach the level of God.
那么在人类的文明中一个最有名的一句话就是人定胜天。
And in the history of mankind, there's this famous saying that the man's will can win over heaven.
这是整个人类所谓我们的人的历史，人的所谓的人文主义，他要标榜的就是这个点。
And that is from history that the pinnacle of the human race is that they want, this is the point.
我们不需要神。
And as we don't need God.
我们就是神。
We are God.
我们有砖。
And we have bricks.
我们把它所有力量集中起来。
And we use our strength to gather all these things together.
我们可以造塔。
We can build a tower.
塔可以怎么样？通天。
And a tower can reach the heavens.
这样我们就可以扬名永垂不朽了。
And that way, they can make a name for themselves, and people will never forget their names.
这个精神从那一天一直到今天没有改变过。
And that spirit, starting from that day until today, had never been broken.
你去注意看，任何一个时代，我们都在那里，不是建塔，就是建摩天大楼。
If you pay attention, any era, if people are not building towers, then they're building skyscrapers.
我们要比过我们这栋楼，要比隔壁那栋楼怎么样，更高。
Our skyscraper will be even taller than our neighbor.
现在最高的楼你们知道几层几到多多高吗
?Do you know how tall is the tallest building?
一公里。
is 1 kilometer tall.
最高的楼要达到一公里的距离。
So the tallest building is 1 kilometer in height.
但是你上过太空。 你不要说上过太空，你就是坐过747上太空，你上去几公里了？
So if you, let's not even say if you go into space. Let's just say you're taking a flight to in a 747. How high do you go in the airplane?
起码10公里，对吧？
You go as high as at least 10 kilometers.
那我们已经觉得自己飞得很高了。那我们现在搞了半天，搞一个楼，一公里，已经觉得很了不起了。
And even then, you felt you're very high. But nowadays, we're trying to build a tower, a building that's 1 kilometer, and we feel great about ourselves.
所有的人类的文明，这6000年来，我们都在同样的一个思维里头，就是靠着我们自己的双手、我们的聪明、我们的智慧，我们可以通天。
And throughout the human history, for this the last 6,000 years, it's always been this thought that by our wisdom, by our strength, we can reach the heaven.
这是人的梦,
and that is the dream of man.
不管你是美国梦也好，中国梦也好，什么梦，我们都有一个这种梦。
Whether it's the American dream or a Chinese dream, we all have this dream.
但是事实是什么呢?
But the reality is,
这6000年的人类的奋斗、文明的建设，告诉我们这个是。 根本叫做不自量力。
But throughout the 6,000 years history, it tells us that we are just nothing, we're so insignificant.
我们认为我们自己很了不起。
We thought we were so great.
但是你连一个蚊子都没有办法。
But yet, you can't even deal with something as small as a mosquito.
对不对? 你连一个苍蝇也搞不过它。
You can't even defeat a fly.
你现在的蚊子有一个 叫做 Zika， 就整死你。
And so now we're dealing with the Zika virus，
对不对？我们很多的事情，我们认为今天我们的科技已经达到一个地步，我们都可以，没有什么事情我们解决不了。
It's being carried by such a small mosquito, so we thought that our technology is so advanced that there's nothing we can't deal with.
今天所有的药都用到绝顶了，就是我们的药都已经药物疲乏了。 永远都有一个 virus 可以打过胜过你的那个药。
So today in our world we have lived we're in an age where all our medicine has reached its maximum capability because there's always this virus that came out this new virus that will come out
resist
that has that's drug resistant to the
right.
best of our drugs.
所以，我们胜不了天的。
And so we cannot overcome.
我们只能顺天者昌啊，逆天者亡。这是我们古人给我们的智慧。And
it's only that those who obey heaven can survive, and those who are against heaven shall be destroyed.
所以在这个意象里头。And
so in this vision,
神再次用这个第六个意象讲到大巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了，来提醒。
And so in the sixth vision, God used Babylon has fallen as a reminder to man.
那么在这个大巴比伦这个淫妇所代表的是两个面。
And so what this harlot represent has two facets.
一面是讲到这个妇人。
On one hand, it's talking about this woman.
另一面是那个城，一个大的城。
The other side is talking about the city, this is a great city.
上个月我也解释了，这个是撒旦要模仿谁做的事情。
And last month I explained who is Satan trying to mimic after.
他要学习耶稣基督。
Satan wants to mimic after Lord Jesus Christ.
城所代表的是神掌权，他将来有一个宇宙的核心叫做新耶路撒冷。
And so the city represents the authority of God. And so in the future, there will be this new Jerusalem in which God shall rule.
神要住在这个城中, 人要与他同住。
And he shall live in the city, and man will live in the city with him.
这个是圣经的结束在这一个意象的里头。
And so the Bible concludes on this vision.
同时又告诉我们这个 新耶路撒冷又是叫做羔羊的妻子。
And at the same time, it tells us that this new Jerusalem is also called the new bride of the Lamb.
所以这是很稀奇的一个组合，怎么一面讲到城，一面讲到妻子？这你如果将来介绍你的老婆，这是西雅图，你不是真的有点神经病吗
？So this is a very interesting combination of, on one hand, the city; on the other hand, it's also the bride, because you'll get in trouble. It will seem very strange if you introduce your wife to somebody as this is Seattle.
是我们用人的脑筋是想不过来的。
Yes, indeed, using our own intellect, we cannot fathom this.
但是神却要告诉我们一个事实。
But yet God tells us this truth.
神在我们的身上有两个要得到的旨意。
That he tells us that he will receive two will from us.
对，第一是他要在我们身上跟我们有一个生命的结合。
The first thing is that he shall have this union with us in our life.
我们中国的古人告诉我们天人合一，对吧？
And so to use a quote of the Chinese saying is the heaven and man united as one.
对，这是我们古人就已经知道天人是。至终是要合一的。
So even the ancient Chinese understands this that the heaven and man is meant to be together.
这是圣经的启示。
And this is a revelation.
那这是一个家，一个家的概念。
So this is concept of a home.
用夫妻之间的关系来启示给我们的。
And it's revealed to us through the relationship of man and his wife.
这是神的一个心意。
And this is one of.
另一面是讲到一个国度，是一个 kingdom.
And the other hand is.His desire is talking about the kingdom.
神他的宝座要设立在人中间。
God's throne shall be established among men.
他的国度，他的权柄要在这里彰显。
And his kingdom, his authority shall be revealed here.
我们这些被他拣选的人，有一天要跟他同掌权。
And those of who are chosen by him, one day we shall rule together with him.
所以当主耶稣第一次来到这个地上的时候
，So when Jesus came onto this earth for the first time,
他的信息是什么
？His message was,
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
所以这是耶稣对整个的世界所要传达的，天国近了。
And that's the message that Jesus wants to spread to the people.
对，但是旧约的时候，这些宁禄的子孙，我们要建我们的国，我们要建我们的塔，我们要塔顶登升天。碰到天。
In the Old Testament, people are obsessed about them building their own kingdom, them building their own tower that will reach to heaven.
所以你就可以看到，由古以来，人神之间有一个很大的冲撞，一个矛盾。
So from this, you can see from the ancient time until now, there's this great conflict between man and God.
人不要神。
Man does not want God.
人走自己的路。
He wants to walk his own way.
人建立自己的国。
And build his own kingdom.
但是另一面，神要让我们看见。人啊，你太渺小了。
On the other hand, God wants us to see how small and insignificant we are.
你离开了神，你什么也干不了。
If you're away from God, you can't do anything.
所以今天我们所看见的世界，就是来到了人类文明的苦果。
Today, the world that we live in, the things that we see surrounding us, that is the bitter fruit, the bitter fruit from.Throughout human history.
今天性解放，解放到什么地步？男的、女的都搞不清楚了。
And today's sexual revolution come to a point where you don't even know if you're a man or a woman.
对不对？今天你的孩子，你要教他你是男的还是女的，到学校去，他给你翻过来，你爸爸一点办法都没有。
And today, even your own child, you're teaching, you're a boy or a girl, but once they go to school, then they completely twist it, turn this upside down, and there's nothing you can do about it.
男的跟男的可以结婚，女的跟女的也可以结婚。
Man can marry another man, a woman can marry another woman.
现在人已经疯了，你们有没有感觉已经疯掉了
？Did you feel that it's just become, it's like everybody's gone crazy in this world now?
都是明讲得很好，人权，人权。
It sounds good. It's on surface. They say it's human rights.
自由
freedom.
对，自由到你连你是谁都搞不清楚。
Freedom to a point you don't even know who you are anymore.
我们的道德崩溃。
So our morals have completely collapsed.
我们的物质文明今天到底人的科学带给我们的是方便呢，还是更多的 isolation, 更多的隔阂。
So advancements, whether they have brought us to be closer to other people or has it actually increased our distance with one another.
今天每个人前面就是一个平板。
So,
点啊点啊
so that everyone,
我们都不会彼此讲话了
so everyone in front of, staring in front of them is just the screen and you just know to tap on it we don't even talk to the people in front of us
对吗我们人与人间不会讲话我们只会打打打打打
we don't even know how to talk to one another we just know to tap words on the screen
那么我们刚刚读的这两章圣经里面你要来找到这神告诉我们关于这一个大巴比伦的奥秘是怎么一回事。
So in these two chapters we just read, God wants to tell us what is this great mystery Babylon.
他提到几个点。
It pointed to several points.
一个是说到他被称为大淫妇。
One, the first point is that the woman has been called the mother of harlot.
使徒约翰看见他，不是，对不起，使徒约翰看见他的时候，的反应，很奇怪的。
So when John saw this woman, he had a very strange reaction.
在十七章的第六节。
So in chapter 17, verse 6.
最后结束的时候他说我看见他就大大的稀奇
So at the ending part of verse 6 he says When I saw her I wondered greatly
要一个九十岁一百岁的一个男人看见这么一个女人大大的惊奇那真是怪了
So for someone who's in his 90 or in his 100s to see a woman andCould cause him to wonder greatly. That truly is saying something.
我相信他这辈子看过各式各样的女人太多了，但是这一个居然让他大大的惊奇，也就是他从来没想都没有想过。
I think for someone of his age, he must have seen all sorts of women, but yet, so this woman caused him to wonder greatly. That must mean that this woman is someone that he had never could possibly imagine.
用现代语言就是跌破眼镜。
It's probably like a great shock to him.
英文没有这个字啊！太稀奇了，他简直没有想到怎么会有这回事儿。
It's so amazing that he could have never imagined this.
然后第一个特点
，so that's the first characteristic.
在第一节说到，我将那坐在众水。上的大淫妇指给你看。
Verse 1 is that I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters.
对这个众水在其他的经节解释就是许多的人民。
So this many waters in other parts explain that it means many different people.
所以第一这个女人是控制着世界上许多的人民。
So first of all, this woman controls vast amount of different people on earth.
这是第一个特点。第二个特点，圣经叫她大淫妇。
And so that was the first characteristic. Second point is that the Bible calls her the great harlot.
在圣经里面，你到旧约去看。
So if you look at the Old Testament,
圣经里面神称以色列淫妇。
God called Israel as a harlot.
这是圣经用这个词的。特别的地方。
So this is the special point of how the Bible uses this word.
为什么神称以色列为大淫妇淫妇呢
？So why did God call Israel the great harlot?
你如果读何西阿书旧约的何西阿书
，So if you read the book of
Hosea,
Hosea in the Old Testament,
那本书里面神就解释了。
In that book.God gave an explanation.
神拣选以色列做他的妻子。
God chose Israel as his bride.
神用旧约的律法来跟他们立的约。
And he has established this covenant with them using the commandments, the laws.
对，神把他们从埃及 救出来。
And he saved them from Egypt.
但是告诉他们，你们应该照着神的律法来跟神立约。
And commanded them to make covenant with God according to the law.
旧约里面一个很重要的点。
So there's this very important point in the Old Testament.
这个点就是你们不可以照任何的偶像来敬拜。
And that is that you cannot worship any idols.
神告诉他们，我是嫉妒的神。
And for God told them that He is a jealous God.
对，你不能又侍奉耶和华，又侍奉你们的偶像。
To tell them that you can't serve both your Jehovah your God and your idols.
那整个的旧约就让我们看见，不管北国以色列也好，南国的犹大也好，他们共同犯了一个错误。
And but in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it allows us to see whether it's the Northern Kingdom or the Southern Kingdom. They all made the same mistake.
什么是共同的错误呢？
And what is that same mistake?
他们一面侍奉耶和华，另一面也侍奉偶像。
And that mistake was, they on one hand they serve God, but on the other hand they also serve their idols.
所以北国先亡国就亡在亚述的手里。
And so the North Kingdom first fell, and they fell in the hands of King
Assyria.
King Assyria.
那南希望神借着北国的灭亡得到的管教来警告南国不要再重蹈覆辙。
And God was hoping that the falling of the Northern Kingdom could be a lesson for the Southern Kingdom so that they don't repeat the same, they don't make the same mistake.
但是圣经告诉我们，南国并没有因为北国的灭亡而得到教训，仍然犯同样的错误。
But yet the Bible tells us that the Southern Kingdom did not learn from the North's mistake, and they continue to make the very same mistake.
所以神称他们为淫妇。
And that's why God called them a harlot.
这个淫妇是讲到对神的不忠，是属灵的淫乱。
And this the harlot is in reference to them being unfaithful to God. It's a spiritual adultery.
对，那么现在来到这个大淫妇了。
So now we come to this great harlot.
这是她的第二个特点。
So this is her second characteristic.
神又称这个妇人为大淫妇。
God also called this woman a great mother of harlot.
那你就要推论。
So,
为什么在新约的时候神会称这个妇人为大淫妇呢？
So you must get to thinking, so why is it in the New Testament God would call this woman the great harlot?
你看第二
mother of harlot.
你看第二句。
So take a look at verse 2.
地上的君王与他行淫。
It says, with whom the kings of the earth committed acts of immorality.
住在地上的人喝醉了他淫乱的酒。
And those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her immorality.
那么这个是说出一个什么问题？
So what does this problem point to?
这个问题就是用我们的语言来说，就是宗教与政治结合。
So to use our words to explain this is that it means it's the union of religion and politics.
对，君王所代表的是政权。
So kings represent authority, ruling authority.
那这个女人代表的是什么呢？
And this woman, what does she represent?
教会。对了。
She represent the church.
这个女人所代表的就是教会。
So this woman represents the church.
可是教会居然跟地上的政治这勾结在一起。
But yet, church is now in bed with politics of the earth, of this world.
对，那你看她可以迷惑许多的人。
So you see that it made drunk many people.
这是第二个特点。
So that's her second.
你跳到第十八章的时候
，If you look at then jump to chapter 18.
那你就会发现，他说大巴比伦倾倒了，这个城倾倒了。
You discover that they say the fallen is Babylon the Great.
成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴。这第二节。
So in verse 2 it says she has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit.
那我等一下解释。第三节你就看，因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王与他行淫，又提到君王。
And then verse 3, it says, For all the nations have drunk of the wine of passion of her immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed acts of immorality with her. So again, it mentions the kings.
所以这个大淫妇的特色是跟政治挂钩的。
So one special characteristic of this mother of Harlot is that she's connected with politics.
你就会发现在加尔文的神学思想里头，
So you discover that in the theology of
Calvin,
Calvin theology,
在他的神学思想里头就说到神的国要怎么样降临，那他就说要在地上得到政权。
And so when you talk about how the kingdom of God shall come to be on earth, he believes that it needs to receive political power.
你用一个最简单的例子来说。
So using a very simple example,
在我们教会的历史来看
，throughout the church history，
有几个大的堕落。
There are many, quite a few great
fallen.
Fall,
在第一世纪、第二世纪，教会是受逼迫的。
And in the first and second century, the church has been persecuted.
信耶稣是要付惨重代价的。
And it had to, Jesus had to pay a very heavy price.
后来什么时候这个被逼迫的命运？转过来了。
And so believing in Christ had to pay a very heavy price. So what changed that around?
有一个皇帝就是康斯坦丁。
So there is an emperor called Constantine.
他信了耶稣。
He believed in Jesus.
然后大家想，哦，皇帝信耶稣，那不是太好了吗？
And so everyone think, oh, if the emperor believed in Jesus, isn't that great?
没有想到，那就是教会堕落的开始。
But yet,So everyone's surprised that's when church started to fall.
人那个时候要信耶稣，第一是有好处。
And so at that time, people want to believe in Jesus because it can gain them some advantage.
皇帝要送你一套一布料。
Because if you believe in Jesus, then the emperor will give you a set of cloth.
也要给你粮食。
And will give you food.
所以哪个不想？得到地上的好处，又可以拍拍皇帝的马屁。
So who doesn't want that?
信耶稣很时髦的事情。
So who doesn't want that saying that you believe in Jesus will bring you all these earthly advantages? So it's great.
所以这是教会堕落的开始。
And that was the beginning of the fall of the church.
那后来到了加尔文的时代，他再把它变成一个神学化。他就说到神的国的降临是要借着人参政，从得到政权来带下神的国。
And then when it comes time for the era of Calvin, he then turns this into theology and said that in order for the kingdom of God to arrive, that Christians must participate in politics.
所以你看，无论是天主教也好，根正教也好，都有跟政治挂钩的。这个历史的记录。
So you can see that whether it's a Catholic Church or the
Protestant,
the Protestant, throughout their history, they all have ties into politics.
这就是把教会从心腹却变成了什么淫妇。
And that is when the church has turned the new bride into the harlot.
它可以控制世界上许许多多所有相信这个信仰的人。
And she can control.All the people on earth who believes in this religion.
然后从这个意象里头，最大的一个堕落就是跟那个时候的敌基督在一起了。
And the biggest fallen of this vision is that it's just united with the Antichrist.
因为他骑在那个朱红色的兽上，那个七头十角兽，他跟他搞在一起了。
For she rides on top of this scarlet beast, the seven beast with seven heads and ten horns.
因着他跟政治的挂钩
，and because she's tied into politics,
就产生了一个结果。
This resulted in.
那这是第六节所说的，看见那个女人喝醉了什么？圣徒的血和为耶稣做见证人的血。
And so that's what leads to the description in chapter 17, verse 6. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witness of Jesus.
所以你从读 教会的历史。
So if you read the church history,
你就会发现一个很诧异的事。
You'll discover this a very shocking thing.
杀基督徒的还不是异教徒而已。
Those who kill Christians are not just of those from other religion.
比如说，回教的人杀基督徒，这个不稀奇。
For example, the Islamic believers have murdered, have killed Christians. So that's not what's curious.
杀基督徒很多的是基督徒。
Well, what is shocking was that those who kill Christians, many of them are actual Christians or other Christians.
这些不同的教派彼此之间互相相杀的。
These different sects.They kill one another.
所以这个就是这里所说的那个女人喝醉了圣徒的血和为耶稣做见证人的血。
And that's why in verse 6 it says this woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witness of Jesus.
你说稀奇吗？
Would you say this is amazing? It's very shocking?
不稀奇。
It's not shocking.
为什么？
Why?
耶稣死在谁手里？
Who did Jesus die in the hands of?
耶稣是谁把他杀掉的？
Who killed Jesus?
是他自己的同胞，犹太人，大祭司，侍奉耶和华的，因耶和华的名把耶稣杀了，这叫做替天行道。
He died in the hands of his own people, in the hands of the priests, the high priests, and they think that they were doing heaven's deed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so, dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天来到了最后一段路
So now we have arrived at the last section of the road
对会有逼迫
So there will be persecution
而这个逼迫不一定是异教徒
And this persecution might not be coming from other religions
更大的机遇是什么
There's a greater chance
就是教会
There's a great chance that it could come from the church itself.
所以约翰看完他会怎么样？大大的稀奇。
And that is why after John saw this, he wondered greatly.
对，那这是一个特点。
And so that is one special characteristic.
最后一个特点。
Last characteristic.
他说，这是各自十八章的第二节所说的。鬼魔的住处
and so this last character is talked about in chapter 18 verse 2 is the dwelling place of demons
对各样污秽之灵的巢穴
and also a prison of every unclean spirit
这也是让人震惊
this also caused great shock
就告诉我们这整个到末世的所谓的教会它里面充满了邪灵
So this tells us that in the end time, this so-called church will be filled with evil spirits.
因为在七封书信里面讲过一句话。
For in the seven letters, it was mentioned this.
记得吗？
Do you still remember?
所以七封信里面有一个教会。
So in the seven letters, there's this church.
他说，你们教会有撒旦的座位。啊，在第启示录第二章
，so chapter Revelation chapter 2
啊，第这个十三节
，verse 13
这个 thirteen 第二章十三节
，so in chapter 2 verse 13 it says, "My faithful ones, who was killed among you?" Where Satan dwells.
看到没有？有一个人叫安提帕，被他们杀掉了。
So Antipas was killed by the church there.
教会杀掉一个圣徒。
So the church there killed a saint.
这个教会有什么？撒旦的座位。
For that in that church has a seat for Satan.
所以你不要认为教会就是天堂。
So do not think that church is heaven.
教会。里面不一定是天堂。
Inside the church, not necessary. It's not necessary that it's heaven.
因为人的手进来，撒旦就找到一个破口，他把他的座位就设立在 这个教会里。
For when the hand of man start going into the affairs, that allows Satan to come in to establish his own seat.
你不要看人多。
Do not think that just because some place have a lot of
money, 你不要看他们钱多,
or they have a lot of money,
牧师很会讲道,
or the preacher,
那这里就是一定是神的家了,
or the pastor knows really well how to give a message, and that must be the house of the Lord.
你如果看教会的历史一直到今天没有改变过都是一样的。
If you look at the church history from the beginning till now, nothing has changed.
因为人有人的破口。
For man has his own weak spot.
那你怎么能够胜过这一切呢？
So how can you overcome this?
那你就会发现这里就是为着神的道与耶稣基督的见证，他们连自己的性命都不顾的人。
And you'll next see that there's these people who does not even care about their own lives for the sake of the teaching of God.
啊，那这个意象告诉我们一个很重要的好消息。
And so this vision tells us this great news.
这个好消息是什么？
And that is
第四节。
Chapter 4.
对吧？我又听见天上有声音说，我们一起念。
18,
我的民呐，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的。
Sorry, it's actually Revelation chapter 18 verse 4. It says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues.
你要从这个系统中里面出来。
You need to come out of this system.
这整个大巴比伦是一个系统。
So this great Babylon is a system.
所代表的就是其实这个创世纪十一章所讲的那一件事。
And what it represents is the event that's described in Revelation chapter 11.
撒旦的破坏不但是在物质界的破坏。
So the destruction, Satan destroyed not only is the physical things.
他的欺骗性最大的是表现在宗教的领域里头。
The greatest deceit is shown in the realm of religion.
对，因为宗教应该是带给人一个希望，带给人一个善的意念，对吧？宗教，没有一个宗教告诉你作恶的。
So every religion is supposed to bring people hope and to encourage them to do good deeds.
但是撒旦最聪明的一招就是他扮演的角色叫做光明的天使。
So the greatest deceit of Satan is that he takes on the shape of the glorious.Angel.
对，让你没有办法区分。如果撒旦用一个很可怕的面目向你显现，那你都怕他，个个都离他越远越好。
For if he would show you with a very very sinister face, everyone would be scared and be away from him.
所以他能够欺哄人的缘故是他以光明的天使的面貌出现的。
And but the reason why he's able to deceive people is because he appeared to people with in the disguise of the glory of a glorious angel.
然后他迷人的地方，一面是这个邪灵在宗教里面迷惑人，这是一个手段。
And the way that he goes about deceiving people is that on one hand he has this the evil spirit working among the religions.
最后
，And lastly，
他说
，He said。
地上的客商因他奢华太过就发了。
And
第三节。
And in verse 3 it says and the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality.
所以在这一个大淫妇的系统里头，他不但给你宗教的满足，他还给你物质的什么？
So in the system of the great harlot, not only does she allow you to have the satisfaction in religion, but also give you satisfaction in fulfillment in physical in wealth.
所以最近的三四十年，在世界的这个基督教的范畴里头，有一个很大的运动叫做成功神学。
And so in the past 30 to 40 years, there's this great movement called the prosperity theology.
它让人觉得信耶稣很好。
And it made people feel like it's great to believe in Jesus.
不但你将来不要下地狱，可以上天堂。
Not only do you not have to go to hell when you die, but you get to go into heaven.
这个对每个人都很管用啊。
So this itself is very useful for everyone.
但是更管用的是下面一句。
But yeah, what's even more enticing is what comes next.
耶稣听你的祷告。
They said, Jesus listens to your prayers.
有求必应。
Whatever you pray, he will respond.
对不对? 他，你没有钱，你，他会给你钱。你没有儿子，给你儿子。 反正有求必应。
So if you don't have money, you pray and he'll give you money. If you don't have a son, you pray, he'll give you a son. So anything you pray for, he will respond.
这是过去的这么长的时间，你去看教堂门庭若市的最大的这些地方， 所谓mega church，都是告诉你这个福音的。
And so this is what's been happening in the past 30 to 40 years is that you look at those big churches, those mega churches, that is what they preach.
但是那不是真正的福音,
but that is not the true gospel.
那是骗人的东西,
that is a lie.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
你好好地把这张圣经读,
Read these two chapters carefully.
你就可以明白为什么老约翰同样的作者在他的书信里面他说你们不要爱世界因为你们爱世界爱父的心就不在你们里面。
Well, that's why the author John was written that do not love the world, for if you love the things of this world, the love for the Father is not in you.
这个世界所代表的就是这个叫大巴比伦所代表的。
So what this world represents is what this great Babylon represents.
它给你一个错误的错觉。
They give you this misconception.
以为样样都好了。
It make you feel like everything's great.
他不会告诉你要背十字架舍己走这条路。
He will not tell you to carry your own cross, lay yourself down to walk this way.
耶稣基督的福音里头，一个最重要的元素是背起自己的十字架，舍己跟从主。这个在福音，所谓的这个成功神学里面是根本不提的。
One of the key aspects to the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ spread is that you need to pay the price, carry your own cross. But this is not something that will ever be taught in this prosperity theology.
所以主对这样的一个宗教的世界的审判，他说在一时之间。
So the judgment the Lord has for this system is it's in
one hour. 在一天之内。 第八节,
and in one day in chapter 8,
在一天之内, 他的灾殃要一起来到, 就是死亡、悲哀、饥荒, 又要被火烧尽。
So in chapter 18, verse 8, it says, for this reason, in one day, her plagues will come, pestilence and mournings and famine, and she will be burned up fire.
对, 你看, 我们刚刚都读过了, 你去读, 这个圣经, 17节, 又到, 19节, 都是讲一时之间, in 1 hour.
So if we just read from this in verse 6, 17 to 19, everything's burned up in 1 hour.
发生过没有?
Have this ever happened before?
啊? 08年。
So 2008.
记得吗?
Remember?
美国开始。
It started in the United States.
什么东西啊? Lehman Brothers. 垮掉了。
What happened? The Lehman Brothers,
对吧?
They collapsed.
整个华尔街几乎全军覆没。
The entire Wall Street almost got wiped out.
怎么拯救的?
How was it saved?
印钞票。
It's saved by printing more money.
这叫做饮鸩止渴。 Drink the poison to stop the thirst. 你以为我们从08年到现在世界经济一片情势大好吗?
Do you think that from 2008 and on now everything's all back to normal?
那你是天下最笨的人。
If you believe that this then you're the dumbest person in the world.
那一件事情就是一个警告。
That event was a warning.
我跟你讲，最近这十 到二十年这个范围里头。
So in the recent 10 to 20 years,
第一个警告，那个摩天大楼两桩怎么样？咔嚓，倒下来。
The first warning was when the Twin Towers fell.
那是哪一年？
So what year was that?
01，对吧？
That was 2001.
然后08，整个的经济王国啪嚓垮下来。
And then 2008, the entire economic kingdom collapsed.
大陆有没有发生啊？
Did this happen in China?
啊，去年。
So last year,
天津大爆炸。
So there's this great explosion
有没有
in the city of Tianjin.
天津大爆炸，到今天没有人知道真相是什么。
And even till today, no one knows what the truth was behind that explosion.
那是一个弹状云哦。
The explosion, the cloud looks like
mushroom.
It looks like a mushroom cloud
对对对
when the explosion happened.
那是只有军队才有这个东西，老百姓是没有这个东西的。
So only the army had access to that kind of explosive material. The civilians do not have access to that.
对不对？股票垮了没有
？So did the stocks fall?
谁炒股谁就知道，对吧
？So whoever buy stocks, that you know this very well.
所以这个兆头已经出来了。
So the signs are already here.
对不对？这个叫做警告。
So these are called warnings.
圣经说有一天要变成全球一起完，一起结束。
Bible tells us that one day the entire system will collapse. And everything will be finished.
没有911，没有这些事情的时候，我们都说这不可能。
Before 9/11, before all these things happened, we would say this is impossible.
现在绝对可能，而且一定要发生。
But after these things, now you look at this and you know that it is totally possible and it will happen.
快，今年就要发生。
If it's happening soon, then it might be as soon as this year.
慢，逃不过两年。
If it's happens slowly, then it will still not last for two years.
你如果好好读 Wall Street Journal,
if you read Wall Street's Journal carefully,
华尔街邮时报，你就会注意最近一些很重要的消息是很多人没有注意的。
You will then realize some very important things are happening that other people did not pay attention to.
几个重要的东西。
There are a few important things.
第一。BRICS 就是英国脱离欧盟。
The first thing is Brexit, so Britain exiting the European Union.
它是两个原因造成的。
It's caused by two things.
第一个原因
，The first reason.
英国人说我们这个游戏不玩了。
The Britons are saying that they don't want to play this game anymore.
什么游戏
？What game?
出钱了。
The game of throwing out money.
这个希腊没有钱。欧盟就出钱，对吧？
So,
他们把钱花光了，你们来救我们。
So when Greece spent up all the money, then they asked the European Union to save them.
那谁贴钱呢
？So who's the one who's actually paying the debts?
一个是德国
，one is Germany，
一个是英国
，the other one is
对吧？因为只有他们有钱嘛。
Because they're the only country who have money.
所以你老花钱，老贴钱，最后说我为什么老贴钱？不玩了。
So if you're constantly being asked to pay for other people's mistakes, then in the end, you say, "That's it. I'm done. I'm not playing this game anymore."
下面谁要问他们要钱呢？意大利。
And so after Greece, and next who's asking?
西班牙。
It's Italy, Spain,
葡萄牙
and Portugal.
这三个国家可以把欧盟所有的钱掏空。
These three countries, they could use up all of the money of the European Union.
英国人很聪明，说 That's it，
so
不玩了。
The Britons are very smart. They said That's it. Nope, we're not playing this game anymore.
第二个原因就是难民潮。
So the second reason is because of the wave of refugees.
对吧？这个难民潮进来，这么多的从中东、从回教国家来的人，ISIS 就混在里头了。
So all these refugees that's coming out of Syria and the Middle East, ISIS is mixed among them.
对，上个月。
So last month,
德国本身收容最多的难民，它有四次的暴涨。
Germany, a country who have accepted the most number of refugees, they have four explosions.
上个月。
Just last month.
中间三个是公开承认是 ISIS.
Out of these four explosions, three of them ISIS had claimed responsibility for.
所以这个是你能够看到的马上要发生的大问题。
So these are the things that you can see that's coming, these big things that's coming, you can see that's coming.
然后欧盟, 然后就是 Goldman Sachs 就是美国最大的这个所谓的投资银行。
Next is Goldman Sachs, which is the biggest financial investor in the US.
最近发表 lay off 2000人。
So they just announced recently that they're laying off 2,000 employees.
那他们一定知道我们不知道的事。
So they must know something that we don't know.
然后他们就先把人辞掉了。
And so that's why they first lay off these
people. 然后, 美国的这个石油业,石油。
And also the oil industry in the US.
长话短说, 总而言之, 油价本来是100块一桶, 现在已经掉到最近是50块,又往下掉, 掉到40块。
So to make a story short, that the originally it's usually it's $100 a barrel, now dropped down to 50, and now dropped down to $40 a barrel.
那么这个问题是什么？这些所有借钱去开油的人。
So where does the problem lie? These people, all the oil drillers, they borrow money.
收不回来了。
That means that they cannot repay their debt.
这就成为银行的死债。
So now they become the debt in the hands of the banks.
Lay off 32万人。
And they laid off 320,000 people.
对，所以这些事情都是我们没有注意的。你看这些选举，天天在那边吹，民主党吹民主党的，共和党吹共和党的，后面的黑幕没人讲。So
these are the things that people aren't aware of. Every day in the media now they're just blasting the election. Democrats boasting about themselves, and Republicans boasting about themselves. But no one. Pay attention to what goes behind.
但是你真正去注意这些事情的时候，你就会发现，它一加一活不拢了，不是一加一不等于二，一加一等于五等于十，乱讲。
But if you pay attention to these things, you realize that things just doesn't add up anymore.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
这整个的这个系统，
so this entire system
是建立在人的虚荣、夸张、谎言的上面。
It's all built on top of people's vanity and people's lies and people's self-boastfulness.
对不对?
Isn't it right?
前面发生的这些所有的事情，你都可以找到最后的原因，都是虚假、谎言。
Behind all of these things, if you trace to the bottom to the original cause, it could all be traced to lies.
对，那么等到有一天，这个 House of Cards 所有的卡，只要抽一张，它整个这个
And one day, if you pull that one card out of this house of cards, everything will come crumbling down.
这就应验了17章、18章圣经的预言。2000年前，神就说过了。
When that happened, that fulfills the prophecy in chapter 17 and 18, in the book of Revelation.
对，所以他的话是说得很清楚。我的民啊，你们要从那城里面出来，免得与他 一同有罪受他所受的灾殃。
So that's why he made it very clear. He says that my So he made it very clear. He says that saying my come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
你如果还没有信耶稣,
if you still haven't believed in Jesus yet,
赶快信耶稣,
hurry.
这是你这一生做的最重要的决定。
This is the most important decision you ever make in your life.
如果你已经信了耶稣,
if you are a believer already,
你就要注意这一本书就是启示录所讲的话。
Then you need to pay special attention to the words in the book of Revelation.
这本书是神为这一段这个时代所要告诉我们应该如何面对的一个最重要的一本书。
So this book, in this book, God tells us how we should be facing this end time.
你们诸位能够在这个教会听这个信息是有福的。
And those who are of you who are able to, who is able to hear this message in this church is blessed.
很少教会讲这本书的。
Very rarely the other church would talk. Their churches very rarely talk about this book.
对，因为这本书是天书一本。
For it is truly a heaven book.
但是你如果懂他讲什么， 你心里面要肃然起敬。
But if you truly can understand, what this book is talking about, then you have in your heart you have this reverence for it.
因为神把所有要发生的事都预先告诉我们。
And you develop this deep respect for it, for God had tell in this book, God tells us what is to happen, what's going to happen.
你如果念这个书或者听这个书，然后照着去遵行的，你是有福的。
And if you read of this book or you listen to this book, and to do take actions, then you are blessed.
对，他的理由是因为日期近了。
And the reason is because the day is near.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
让我们在这个重要的时刻，世界充满各式各样的危机，我们能够听见你的话。
And in this critical time when this world is full of danger, that we can hear your words.
当世人茫茫不知所措的时候，
And when the people of this world are just busy and they don't know what to do,
我们里头有神的话成为我们的真理。
Inside of us, we have the word of God to be, that is our truth.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
坚固我们的信心。
To reaffirm our faith.
让我们能够仰望基督，走完这条最后的路程。
So we may lift our eyes to Jesus and finish this path, remaining path.
求你荣耀你的名。
Please glorify your name.
在你的教会中。
In your church.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.